Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You may know that the Food and Drug Administration recommends the average American eat 2,000 calories a day. In the new book, What I Eat, Around the World in 80 Diets, author Peter Menzel and Faith D'Aliusio traveled to 30 countries in a dozen U.S. states to chronicle, through text and photographs, the typical daily diets of 80 individuals. The profiles range from a cow herder in Kenya who ate 800 calories in one day, to a school aide in the U.K. who ate 12,300. The husband and wife team shopped, cooked, and ate with, among others, an Egyptian camel broker, a Japanese sumo wrestler, a Tibetan yak herder, a Bangladeshi factory seamstress, an Arctic hunter, a Namibian diamond polisher, and a wounded Iraq war veteran. Peter Menzel and Faith D'Aliusio join me now to discuss what they discovered and about what and how the world eats. Welcome to WNYC. Peter, Faith, hi.
Hi, thanks for inviting us.
How did you choose where to go and who to profile, Faith?
We basically start wherever Peter would like to eat next. And we've always, you know, eaten wherever with locals, wherever we've traveled in the world. And so when we did Hungry Planet back in 2005, which was the same sort of thing, except we did it with a whole family and a week's worth of food. While we were doing that, we started looking at individuals. Peter thought it would be interesting to see what individuals ate in these places. So it just sort of went from there. You know, it's fascinating to go to Japan, for example, and not just go to Japan, but go and eat with a sumo wrestler or with a whole stable of sumo wrestlers and find out that they're eating a giant pot of stew and they're not allowed to get up from their table or their floor where they're sitting to until they've eaten more than their fill so that they can bulk up.
Or to help them cook in the kitchen while they're standing around in their underwear.
And Peter, why did you decide to order the book by calorie intake?
Well, it made the most sense. We did we actually did over 100 people, but we couldn't fit them all into the book, so we ended up with 80. But normally we do it geographically, and in this case we thought that since we were looking at the amount of food that they ate and what it actually added up to calorie-wise, that that would be the way to do it. So we went from 800 to 12,000, and we even exceeded 12,000 with a cameo of Joey Chestnut eating pizzas and winning $5,000 in a pizza-eating contest in Times Square where he did 20,000 calories in 10 minutes.
Yikes. The first profile in the book is of a 38-year-old Kenyan woman who ate 800 calories the day you spent with her. Tell me about her diet.
Well, she's eating mostly cornmeal and milk, but when we were there, this is Nukul Saruni, who's a Maasai herder in Kenya. And so we were there when they were in severe drought. And so her daily diet at that time was much less than an average would have shown. We, in this book, decided instead of trying to do daily caloric average, we tried to sort of do typicality, but typical for a moment in time, sort of like a snapshot. If we had met with her and done this coverage the next week when they might have eaten a goat between a whole village, then her calorie intake would have been a lot higher. So on this particular day, cornmeal and the little bit of milk she was getting from these really drought-stricken cows is basically what she had to eat, and a piece of fruit I think her husband had brought her from a market.
And on the other end of the spectrum, you had the 31-year-old mother of three in London who consumed 12,300 calories. You call her the snacker mom, which seems pretty appropriate after seeing the photographs of her diet in your book, Peter. But are you trying to make a larger point there, or is this just, you know, some crazy individual who eats and eats and eats and eats and eats?
Well, she's not really crazy, and there's a lot of people in the world that do this kind of thing, and this was what she was doing the week and the period in her life when we visited her. She's since really cut back on her diet, but we also covered people that were trying to eat as little as possible, a caloric-restricted dieter in Pennsylvania.
Michael Ray,
who is trying to always eat 1,700 calories, and in his
17 kitchen, to 1,900.
His kitchen is like a science project where he weighs every tiny little thing. And we had one of our most interesting meals with him, which was filamentous fungus with some nice cranberry.
Geez, that's not so extreme if the average for an American is supposed to be 2,000.
It really isn't so extreme, but, you know, that may be a marker, but how many people actually hit that marker? When you think that one tablespoon of vegetable oil of really any kind is anywhere between 116 and 120 calories, that's a lot of hidden calories. If you add a little more salad dressing, I don't know. If when people actually do start counting their calories, we were shocked. We started doing it for ourselves mostly so that we could really understand the actual effort of weighing every single thing that somebody was eating. Mm-hmm. And we did it for ourselves, and that's when we started realizing, my gosh, how much oil we really were adding and how that little bit, or even a tablespoon of sugar, what exactly that means in the grand scheme. You're eating a lot more calories than you think you are.
And people yo-yo every day. I mean, people will eat 2,000 one day and 4,000 the next day. We have so much choice here in America, and food is omnipresent that it's really hard to stick to a number.
And because of that, listeners, we thought we would do a little project with you all around this. Over the next 2 days, here's what we want you to do. Pick one meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and snap a picture of it. Your breakfast, your lunch, or your dinner. Take a photo. Send it to brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. Just email the photo, brianlehrershow@wnyc.org, and tell us maybe your name, occupation, brief description of what you're eating. If you have a cell phone with a camera, you should be able to text the picture directly to our email, brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. So take a second and send us your What I Eat picture. We will make a slideshow of your photos on our website, and we'll also pass them along to food expert Marion Nessel. She wrote the intro to this book, and she has agreed to take a look at your meals and offer her assessment of your calorie intake, since, as our guest just said, you probably don't realize how many calories are in a typical meal that you eat. You have through tomorrow night to send us your photos. Just snap don't overthink this. Just snap a photo of whatever you happen to be eating for any one meal in the next day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and email that photo or use your cell phone to send us that photo. Our email address, brianlehrershow@wnyc.org, and we'll talk about it with Marion Nessel on Friday's show. brianlehrershow@wnyc.org, our email address for your What I Eat photo. As we continue now with Peter Menzel and Faith D'Aloisio, who are the authors of What I Eat, Around the World in 80 Diets. You know, it was surprising to see some of the people with the highest calorie counts in these photographs, because the book is very photograph-oriented, and that they didn't appear grotesquely overweight. Some of them appeared rather healthy. For example, the 30-year-old yak herder in Tibet who consumed 5,600 calories. What's the takeaway here?
Well, for one thing, he's living at 12,000 feet, and he's walking and exercising one heck of a lot. So the butter tea and all the other things that he's consuming in a day, he's working them out.
But what he's eating is, he actually drinks more butter tea than we really ran into in a lot of Tibet. Everybody's drinking butter tea.
What is butter tea?
Butter tea is quite literally a whole lot of butter and a little bit of tea leaves that they actually boil quite a lot and then set aside and use just bits of that with hot water. And salt. It's pretty salty as well, but it's quite literally a butter tea, and which has quite a lot of butter, has got a lot of calories. And so he had, I don't recall exactly what his number was, but if anyone buys the book, they can find out for themselves. But it's two large thermoses of this butter tea, and his wife and son were sharing the other thermos. She would make it every single morning. They'd churn the butter. And
why? I mean, that's all fat and sugar.
It's all fat and sugar, but they also are working very physically hard out there on the mm-hmm. Tibetan plain,
right.
And that's, you know, they're expending. He's not overweight by any means. Really, pretty healthy guy, and that and sampa, which is a toasted barley flour that they also mix with even more butter, and noodles that they make themselves with a local flour. All those things contribute to, you know, what basically makes up the diet for most Tibetans.
Mm-hmm. He's living in a yak hair tent, and they're using yak dung, dried yak dung, to cook with, too.
By the way, Faith, out of all the places that you travel to around the world for this book, Around the World in 80 Diets, you said that Iran had your favorite food. Why Iran?
You know, there's just something about the rice there. They do this this rice that they cook, you know, with rose water, and they'll throw in pomegranates, and they turn it over. It's pot-bottom rice, and they turn it over. Zeresh Palau is, you know, it's just fragrant and inviting, and you eat it, and you just, it's just amazing. Just everything you could eat there is pretty amazing.
Did you have a favorite, Peter?
Yeah, I think, everything that I eat in Japan, because I love fish and I love rice and I love soy, so I think Japan is probably my favorite place. But I also really thought that Namibia, with a lot of springbok and different wild game, was a pretty interesting place to have a meal that was meat-centric.
And I feel bad for you, Faith, since Americans aren't allowed to like anything Iranian, but... Before you go, in the afterword, you each turned the tables on yourselves and detailed your own diets. Peter, yours came in at 2,800. Faith, you ate 1,500 calories. What are you, 97 pounds?
Oh, I wish I were 97 pounds. No, but you know what? After doing Hungry Planet back in 2005 and then doing this book, What I Eat, quite frankly, I really watch it a lot more than I ever did before. Once I started counting the actual calories, I wouldn't really recommend it to anyone for long term, because I think it would just drive us all nuts. But I think it's actually a very healthy idea to just sort of try it once.
Peter Menzel and Faith D'Aloisio are the authors of What I Eat, Around the World in 80 Diets. It's an interesting book. It's also a beautiful book. It's a big book with a lot of photographs, and it's really beautiful. And as I said on Friday's show, we're going to follow up with these photos that we hope you will take. Just take a photo of one of the next three meals that you eat and send it to Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org, and we'll put together a slideshow, and we'll talk about them with nutritionist Marion Nessel. And we will also talk to a guest that day who is on an extremely calorie-restricted diet on the theory that that's the road to longevity. So, Peter and Faith, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
And again, those food photos to Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Whatever you eat for your next meal. This program was produced by Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, Rachel Senator, and James Hover, with Alana Casanova-Burgess. We had intern help today from Alessandra Rubini, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.